It's the schoolmaster. That by the revelation of God's standard can only drive a man to the heartfelt cry of Romans 7, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Satan's a liar. Knowledge of the law does not make you like God. It only increases your awareness of the distance between you and God. And having proved the devil of a liar on both points, he still has the power to keep convincing men of his lie. And he's still telling the same thing in the garden of God. He comes right into Eden, which means literally the heart of God. He tells his lie. Sure, Christ died to save sinners, but you got to add these other four things. Do this and don't do that. If he could compromise the gospel in the minds of the apostles in 3 months, and God had to raise up Paul and tutor him privately, small wonder. Take Paul away from Peter, take Paul away from Antioch, and the Judaizers would influence again. As I've just indicated, this writer says, Antioch and Rome, by Raymond Brown and John P. Meyer. As I've just indicated, it's vital from the beginning to show that the Gospel of Matthew was written AD 80 to 90, most probably in Antioch of Syria. With regard to the time of composition, a wide variety of critics place the Gospel after AD 70. This view is almost axiomatic for those who hold that Matthew depends on Mark, since most critics would place Mark's gospel about AD 70. I won't bore you with this highly technical and very well done argument from all the sources for the timing of Matthew. It is very clear to the scholars in the majority, there are some exceptions, that both Matthew and Luke use Mark. So the timing of Mark, it was written. It's very logical if you accept the premise that Mark got most of his information from Peter, and that with the refusal by Paul to let Mark accompany him, Barnabas takes him and sails back home, but he quickly falls under the influence of Peter. Give Peter credit. No gospel anywhere records the failure of Peter with the detail that Mark's gospel does. And give Peter credit, that becomes one of the indirect proofs of the historicity and the honesty of the reporters, because if the gospels were written by frauds, Mark had no reason then to expose the apostle Peter in the details of his failures. It makes very much sense that this young man who failed and fled in fear as they were going up the Turkish peninsula, and Paul, the hard nose, wouldn't even take him for a second chance. It makes much sense that Peter would again and again tell Mark, who would no doubt in stricken conscience remember his failure, "Well, let me tell you about mine." And Mark records with more detail than anybody the failure of Peter. Peter's prominence at Antioch in the years after Paul left Antioch would explain the importance of Mark's gospel being there, and it would be one of the sources that Matthew would be able to use after 70 AD as he assembles his gospel. The place of composition. A number of sites have been proposed. Jerusalem. Well, the biggest argument against that, without reading 3 pages of his arguments, is the language. It is pretty clear that the language of the early church at Jerusalem was Aramaic. Had this gospel been produced at Jerusalem, it would not have been written in Greek. There's no sense going through tons of arguments. Caesarea on the coast has been proposed. The evidence against that is the persecution, a variety of things that went on there. J. Josephus records a massacre of Jews in Caesarea Maritima in AD 66. Surviving Jews fled from Caesarea. Only one or two scholars even come up with the idea. The Syrian countryside or Edessa. Again, Greek did not triumph among the common people in these small towns around the Syrian countryside. They spoke Syriac outside the gates of Antioch. Metzger states flatly in his early versions, Syriac was the language of the people. The language argument puts it in a Greek-speaking city. Kilpatrick, only one scholar suggests Phoenician, no sense going through that. Antioch. In contrast to such silence is the abundant information about the most likely candidate for the place of composition of Matthew's gospel, Antioch, the capital of Syria. To demonstrate the point, I don't really know whether you're interested in this heavy stuff. Antioch was a predominantly Greek-speaking metropolis, a natural site for a gospel written in Greek. It had a large Jewish population, probably the largest in Syria. It also had one of the earliest Christian communities outside Palestine. The church there was founded probably in the late 30s by Jewish Christians from the Hellenist group who began a circumcision-free mission at Antioch. The mission was hobbled for a while by the strict policies imposed by the James Party from Jerusalem. However, well before the time of Ignatius of Antioch, about 100 A.D., the circumcision-free mission won out and proceeded unabated with the epistle that added the kosher rules only to the Gentile church at Antioch. You sure you want me to continue?
Yes, sir.
Prove it.